Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on government's transformative efforts for the holistic development of Northeast India. The participants are Deepak Diwan, political analyst, and Neelab Srivastav, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to the northeastern states, the states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam. To elaborate it further, the Prime Minister essentially from today till Monday is on a three-day visit to various other states, which includes West Bengal and Bihar. But we are talking about his special visit to the states of Manipur, Mizoram and Assam today. So the Prime Minister is essentially launching multi-crore infrastructure projects, development projects that are related to the sectors of railways, roadways, energy, various other sectors, also some cultural programs in Assam. We come to Manipur first. The Prime Minister has spoken to the public, delivered a public speech where he has said that peace was very paramount for progress. He has spoken about the harmony that should be between the communities that are in a communal strife since May 2023 in Manipur. And he has said that a dialogue, a bridge should be there so that both the communities come together to take the state forward. Let us listen to what Prime Minister said when he appealed to the communities.
मणिपुर की ये धरती आशा और उम्मीद की भूमि है, लेकिन दुर्भाग्य से हिंसा ने इस शानदार इलाके को अपनी चपेट में ले लिया था। मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग-अलग ग्रुप्स के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
When you see this particular visit of Prime Minister post the ethnic conflict, what was his essential component of the speech? What did he say? Where did he make some important points? What was that he was underlining?
If we talk about the conflict, then I would say his visit was like a sort of giving them people a feeling of healing. I saw the people shed their tears when they were talking to the Prime Minister. So it is like you take out what is inside you in front of someone whom you trust. It was that kind of feeling I got. I mean, see the body language of the Prime Minister and the people. Those he spoke not only to children, but also spoke to the displaced people, those who left their home and came back to their own communities. And then he also assured them that he would provide them houses, because that is the topmost priority, because the people have been living in the camps for more than 2 years. If you recall, the Prime Minister said, you know, 7,000 houses and more will be built. And the Prime Minister also felt the need of providing job opportunities to the tribal youth.
Right. Let us listen to what Prime Minister said.
Manipur mein shanti aur sthirta aaye, yahan ke logon ke hit surakshit rahe, jo campon mein rehne ko majboor hai, unka jeevan phir patri par aaye. इसके लिए हमारी सरकार निरंतर काम कर रही है। सरकार द्वारा विस्थापितों के लिए 7,000 नए घर स्वीकृत किए गए हैं। हाल ही में केंद्र सरकार ने मणिपुर के लिए लगभग 3,000 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष पैकेज भी घोषित किया है।
Moving forward, he also inaugurated infrastructure projects vis-a-vis Manipur. So in Chudachandpur, which he visited, there he inaugurated projects worth rupees 7,300 crore and then in Imphal about 1,200 crore, which is cumulative about 8,500 crore. So the PM also said that it is very essential that the development of the northeastern region, whether it is Manipur or other states, we'll go to Mizoram later, but it is very essential that development takes place so that the communities get engaged. And he praised the kind of youth and the kind of entrepreneurship that comes. He also spoke about the Manipuri soldiers contributing to Operation Sindoor. So what were those points that Prime Minister spoke about?
See, he was making them realize, the general public, that how people from their state have been part of the nation building. They have been standing for the nation, they have been fighting for the nation. So it was a message for these communities, those who were ethnically fighting, not to give up fight and come to the point and enjoy the development and be part of the process of the development in the state.
Right. Let us listen to what the Prime Minister has to say in Manipur.
Bharat Sarkar ka nirantar prayas raha hai ki Manipur ko vikas ke raaste par तेजी से आगे ले जाएं। इसी कड़ी में 7,000 crore rupees के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट मणिपुर के लोगों की, यहां हिल्स पर रहने वाले ट्राइबल समाज की जिंदगी को और बेहतर बनाएंगे। ये आपके लिए हेल्थ और एजुकेशन की नई सुविधाओं का निर्माण करेंगे।
मणिपुर नॉट ओनली विद दिस पर्टिकुलर डेवलपमेंट एजेंडा बट द ओवरऑल गैमट और द ओवरऑल स्कीम ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया हैज बीन दैट द एरियाज व्हिच हैव बीन नेग्लेक्टेड फॉर अ लॉन्ग नंबर ऑफ इयर्स दिस नीड्स टू बी डेवलप्ड। The different abbreviation that the PM has got or the government has got about how to go about developing this. So, I think what suits in the context of Manipur also will be correct for the other northeastern states. What are these?
Well, I've been watching northeast region, I've been writing for this region, I've been covering the region for the last more than 40 years. And especially when Prime Minister Modi came, there was a focus shifted from look east to act east. And the ministry which they started, development of northeast region, donor ministry, earlier it was considered donor, the one who gives donation. So that perspective changed. And now the same donor ministry which used to sanction the amount after Mr. Modi came into power, they started using even satellite images to check whether the work is being done or not. ISRO was helping donor ministry monitor all those projects. So the perspective and the thinking and the mentality in the entire Northeast changed after the Modi government came into power. The first most and foremost was the task given to railways to convert all the meter gauge to the broad gauge in the region. That was done. Today, we don't have any meter gauge running in the Northeast region. Anyway, with the result, now we have twice a week Rajdhani Express running between Naharlagun, which is the old capital of Arunachal Pradesh, and Delhi, Guwahati, Dimapur, and now Mizoram. When you accept the challenge that we have to develop Northeast at par with any other main state in the mainland. So all these things had to be done. I remember Prime Minister on two occasions said Northeast needs 3 C's, communication, connectivity, and commerce. So keeping those 3 C's, everything has been done on the ground. And you see the net result.
So that has been his approach and the government's approach.
And you can see the changes on the ground.
Right.
See how many flights are operating and how many airports are functioning in the region.
Before we move to the Mizoram leg of Prime Minister's visit, one last message that the PM has given in Manipur. We'll listen to it and then move forward.
Pahli baar, adivasi kshetron ke vikas ke liye, dharti aba, janjatiya, gram utkarsh abhiyan chal raha hai. Iske tahat, मणिपुर के 500 से ज्यादा गांवों में विकास के काम हो रहे हैं। यहां मणिपुर में भी 18 एकलव्य मॉडल रेजिडेंशियल स्कूल बन रहे हैं। मणिपुर का कल्चर नारी शक्ति को बढ़ावा देने वाला रहा है और हमारी सरकार भी नारी शक्ति को एम्पावर करने में जुटी है। सरकार वर्किंग वुमेन हॉस्टल का भी निर्माण कर रही है ताकि मणिपुर की बेटियों की मदद हो सके। हम मणिपुर को पीस, प्रॉस्पेरिटी और प्रोग्रेस का प्रतीक बनाने का लक्ष्य लेकर चल रहे हैं।
In Mizoram, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stone for projects worth about 9,000 crore. These were in the sectors of railways, roadways, energy and sports. And the PM there made a statement, I would want to bring it to your notice, and I would want to also that he said that while Northeast has been always a major hub of entrepreneurship, they are trying to make it a land where startups can come, incubators can come, but it has always suffered due to the vote bank politics. Let us listen to what Prime Minister said.
For a long time, some political parties in our country practice vote bank politics. Their focus was always on places which had more votes and seats. The entire Northeast, including states like Mizoram, suffered greatly because of this attitude. But our approach is very different. Those who were earlier neglected are at the forefront now.
What was the Prime Minister's message?
I think the Prime Minister was referring to the old regime when not much work has been done for the people of the Northeast. But now the priority is that any educated youth, young chap who has a technical knowledge or skill can start a startup. Rupees 2 lakh loan is given immediately, which he can use it for 2 years And if he feels he's been successful, he continues. Otherwise, he can say, no, I cannot do it.
The Prime Minister mentioned that Northeast is the driver of growth. He made some specific points in Aizawl where he was speaking. Let us listen to it first.
For the past 11 years, we have been working for the development of the Northeast. This region is becoming the growth engine of India. Mizoram has a major role in both our Act East policy and the emerging Northeast Economic Corridor. With the Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project and Serang Humang Buchaihua rail line, Mizoram will also get connected to the Bay of Bengal through Southeast Asia.
Third leg of the Prime Minister's visit today was in Assam. The Assam visit was not only for infrastructure project that he will be inaugurating and laying the foundation stone tomorrow, but it is about the celebrating the birth centenary of Bharat Ratna Bhupen Hazarika ji. Let us listen to what Prime Minister said.
Bhupen da ko hum sabhi pyar se Shudha Kontho kehte the. Ye un Shudha Kontho ka janm shatabdi varsh hai jinhone भारत की भावनाओं को आवाज दी, जिन्होंने संगीत को संवेदना से जोड़ा, जिन्होंने संगीत में भारत के सपनों को संजोया और जिन्होंने माँ गंगा से माँ भारती की करुणा को कह सुनाया.
Please tell us more about this event.
See, this year being the centenary of his birthday, which was on 8th of September, Assam government has decided to celebrate his birth centenary throughout the 12 next months. And it will be celebrated in Delhi, Kolkata, Meghalaya and Arunachal and of course Assam where he lived. So today is the day where PM was invited for a function in Guwahati, which PM attended today, where more than 1,000 artists, they sang late Bhupen Hazarika's 14 songs in the concert.
In the context of the northeastern states, we have seen the northeast insurgency, that peace is paramount for progress. That is one of his words. If you can quote what he said in Hindi in Manipur, was Sauhard ka ek majboot setu. He was referring to the hills and the valley areas. So this entire context in Manipur and other states, peace and development, how do you see reported the area for long? So well, what exactly is this idea about?
I'll give you one example. We were talking about Mizoram. For your listeners' benefit, they must know, from 1966 to 1986, Mizoram was one of the most disturbed states in the region. It had insurgency for 20 years and nothing could be done because of that disturbance there. After 86, when the Mizo Accord was signed, insurgency came to an end with the stroke of pen. So today, we have Mizoram, we have the airport where Prime Minister landed. It is built by the state government and the people of Mizoram.
Lengpui Airport?
Lengpui Airport. It is a private airport in the country, which is owned by a state. And the people, those who voluntarily donated the land, fine. Those, some of them got even compensation. So that airport is an example that people wanted development. They wanted to contribute for it. They wanted connectivity. That's how the airport came up.
Right. Before we conclude, we'll also again listen to what Prime Minister had to say in Aizawl.
From today, Aizawl will be on India's railway map. A few years ago, I had the opportunity of laying the foundation stone for the Aizawl railway line. And today, we proudly dedicate it to the people of the nation, overcoming many challenges.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.
You were listening to our discussion on government's transformative efforts for the holistic development of Northeast India. The participants were Deepak Diwan, political analyst, and Neelab Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.